All right, now you're stuck with me for the rest of the service. One of the kids said boo. All right, yeah, let's give it up for that puppet performance. Those kids worked so hard the last month. Let me tell you, it's not easy to have your hand above your head for 3 minutes and moving it up and down. You try it when you get home. Yeah, it's not easy. But that was exciting. I'm so proud of all the kids. Great job, you guys. So we are pumped to be up here in Big Church today. It's super exciting. So as you can tell, probably, we're giving you a little bit of taste of how things go on down there. It's a little bit different, a little bit crazier, way more fun. Sorry, Evan. It's just the reality. Yeah. So every week downstairs, we have lots of fun, and we try to help us understand the idea that God has a plan for each of us, and his plan starts now. So you see it downstairs on the wall when you walk down there. Is God's plan for me starts now. And that's what we try to do. We have an amazing group of volunteers that I love and appreciate so much. I know the kids love and appreciate them. I'm so thankful for them. Can I have all my, if you volunteer on Sundays down in kids, can you just raise your hand? No, you're a kid. Thank you. Let's give all these people a hand. Thank you. They are so amazing, and we could not do any of this without them, so thank you so much. If you're interested in becoming part of our team, please let me know. We'd love to have you. I'd love to have that conversation. It's just an amazing opportunity that we get to be up here. So today I'm going to be doing a semi-interactive, abbreviated study lesson today. So we're not going to be here till like 1 p.m. or anything. But we're going to be learning about... The message today is titled Blind Faith. Everyone say blind faith. Blind faith. Yeah, so we're going to be hearing about how God hears us. Say, God hears us. Yes, he does hear us. So there's a saying that's often thrown around, this saying blind faith often refers to when somebody believes in something without actually considering why they believe that thing. So it's often called blind faith. Right, but it's often seen as a negative phrase for somebody who has faith but kind of lacks critical thinking or like the backing behind why they believe what they believe. They just go along with what they've been taught. But we're going to talk about a different kind of blind faith today, a blind faith that is more physically blind that we see in Scripture, blind faith that we can see in the Bible. So today we're going to be learning about how God hears us when we call to him and that we need to call to him, always call out to him, no matter what. All right, let's pray. Lord, we love you. Thank you for all these amazing kids and adults that are here. God, we pray that you will bless this rest of our time together, Lord. We pray that you will guide us and lead us, love us, and help us to feel that love, Lord, and that guidance. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, so we're going to be in Matthew chapter 20 today. Matthew 20, we're going to have it up there. I'm going to be reading in ESV. Matthew 20, verse 29 through 34, so 29 through the end of the passage. So we're talking about blind faith today. I'm going to go ahead and start reading verse 29. And as they went out of Jericho, a great crowd followed him. And behold, there were two blind men sitting by the roadside. When they heard that Jesus was passing by, they cried out, "Lord, have mercy on us, Son of David." The crowd rebuked them, telling them to be silent, but they cried out all the more, "Lord, have mercy on us, Son of David." And stopping, Jesus called them and said, "What do you want me to do for you?" And they said to him, "Lord, let our eyes be opened." And Jesus, in pity, touched their eyes, and immediately they recovered their sight and followed him. So, let's try to understand about what's going on here. Jesus is on his way to Jerusalem with his band of disciples. He has just finished teaching his disciples to be a servant rather than be one that is served. This is just after the passage where he says, "I came to give my life as a ransom for many and to serve, not to be served." And he encourages his disciples to do so. They're leaving a place called Jericho. Do any kids know any story about what happens in Jericho? Anyone know anything about Jericho? Any kids? Now's your time to shine, kids. Jericho. There were some walls around them. Oh, Genevieve, you know what happens? Yeah, that was when they marched around the city, right? It was when they first entered the promised land after being 40 years in the wilderness. They're led by a guy named Joshua, and they run into this big city, and they gotta conquer this city. So they walk around it seven times on the seventh day, and they scream and shout, and the walls come down, and they go in and conquer the city. That's Jericho. That's the place they're leaving here. But what's different is now it's part of the promised land. The Israelites are settled there, and they're living in it. Back in that day, blind people were commonly looked down upon. People didn't want to be around them, and they definitely didn't want them to be around Jesus. There's a couple things I want to notice about this story. The first thing that I want us to notice is that Jesus hears the men when they call. So the blind people are on the side of the road. They're begging, but they knew about Jesus, it seems, and they heard that he was coming. Maybe there was some commotion going on, or maybe they heard some stories about Jesus healing other people or feeding the 5,000 or other miracles that Jesus had done. So clearly word has spread, and they know that this man is significant, and they hear that he's coming. This is not really a part of Jesus' public plan, at least. Like, he's just going to Jerusalem. But maybe it was a part of his plan in his head. But he doesn't waste this opportunity to be used through these blind people. In the chapter right before this, ironically, there's the famous passage of the children trying to come to Jesus. And the children are trying to come to him, and the disciples are the ones that rebuke the children and say, "No, you're not allowed to come here. We only want the adults who matter." And Jesus says, "No, you need to be like a child. Let the children come to me." So what happens here is the very next chapter, in chapter 20, he is now rebuking the crowds who are saying, "Don't let the blind people come to him." So last chapter, it's him rebuking the disciples with the children. Now it's the disciples are no longer doing the rebuking, but the crowd is, and now he's teaching them a similar lesson. And these men shout out, "Have mercy on us! Have mercy on us, Son of David," which is significant. But the Greek word here for "have mercy" is eleeo. Everyone say eleeo. It's like an unknown fact that this is actually where they came up with the song "Old MacDonald." Old MacDonald had a farm, eleeo. That's where this one comes from. Yep. Yeah. So it's now you guys know. You guys know that's where it came from. So this phrase is eleeo, is often used in the New Testament for those who are seeking compassion of some kind. So they're seeking mercy. What does mercy mean? Does mercy mean what? Who can tell me what mercy means? What kids can tell me what mercy means? We talk about this sometimes. Genevieve. Okay. She said when somebody does something bad and you don't do something bad back to them. Peyton, do you have a guess? Her favorite color is purple. Yeah. Yeah, that's great. That's a nice color, Peyton. Yeah. So, there's a difference between grace and mercy. We talk about this quite frequently in kids. And Genevieve's pretty much on the right track. But I want to do a little bit of a lesson to try to help us understand the difference between grace and mercy. Real quick. Okay, so I'm going to need three kids who are up for a risky challenge. Okay, but it involves risk, it involves reward, and you may get wet. All right, Hunter, come on up here. Genevieve, come on up here. And Aiden, did you want to do it? Come on up, Aiden. Aiden has his hand up. It's all right. Don't worry, kids. All right, let's give it up for our volunteers. Okay. Yeah, if I didn't call you, sorry, but it's okay. So here's what's going to happen. I'm going to ask you each a question, okay? If you get the question right, you will get a reward, okay? If you get the question wrong, you're going to get wet, okay? Deal? I want to hear you say deal.
Deal. Neither one of those are good.
Is that deal?
Neither one of those.
Well, do you want to go sit down and let someone else have a turn?
Deal.
Okay. Deal.
Deal. All right. Okay. Those are the conditions. We all heard them, right? Okay. So I'm going to go. Who wants to go first? All right. Aiden's going to go first. Okay, Aiden, ready? Here's your question. It's a tough one. Aiden, what is your name? I'll give you a hint. I just said it.
I'm thinking this is a prank.
No, just no prank. Just answer the question.
Aiden.
Aiden, that's correct. Yes. Good job. You got your reward. Go take a seat. Go take a seat. Good job, Aiden. All right, Genevieve, are you ready? Okay. Name a type of fruit.
Avocado.
Yeah. Good job, Genevieve. All right, man, we got some smart kids here. Hunter, are you ready? Oh, you want this? Don't fight over it. All right, Hunter, are you ready? Okay, you think you can answer this question? What'd you think of those first two? Stand up for me. Okay, here we go. How many minutes are there in a year? Non-leap year.
I don't know.
Oof. Do you have a guess?
Yeah. I don't really matter what my guess is.
Oh man, you know what that means. Uh-oh. You know what that means. You know what? Hey, listen, everybody. I said he would get wet. I didn't say I would spray him. I said he would get wet. So maybe. Did someone get us a towel? What? You don't want to get wet?
I do.
Yeah. Come on. All right. You know what? How about I show some mercy on Hunter here? All right. I'll show some mercy on it. All right. You know what, Hunter? I'm gonna show some mercy on you. Because what you deserve is you deserve to get wet, right? Because you got your question wrong, right? But I'm not gonna pour water on you. In fact, I'm not even going to spray you, Hunter. I'm going to show mercy on you, and I'm not going to give you any of that punishment. Instead, Hunter, what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you some grace. Not only am I not going to punish you with the water, but I'm not going to give you what you deserve, but I'm going to give you something that you don't deserve, and I'm going to give you this candy, even though you don't deserve it. Give Hunter a hand. All right. So those are two examples. One is of mercy where I didn't pour water on him, even though he deserved to get wet, right? You're welcome. The second thing is I gave him grace by giving him a candy that he didn't deserve, right? So in this example here, in this story of what we see here, is they're asking for mercy. And Jesus gives them grace. So in our story, Jesus could have kept walking. He was a busy guy, right? He had places to go. He had people to see. But he stopped, and it says that he showed pity. Another translation that says compassion on these men. And they asked for mercy, which is, you know, not giving them something that they deserve. Because a common thought there, it's likely that they thought that they or their parents had done something wrong in order to earn the blindness that they had. It was a common thought back in that day. So perhaps they're asking, don't give us something that we don't, or don't give us what we deserve, Lord, which is this blindness. So they're just asking for mercy. It's not the case, but that's maybe what their thought was. Not only does he show them mercy, but he shows them grace by healing them. He gives them something that they didn't deserve. So he hears the men, and he takes action on his hearing of it. He gives them something beyond what they're even asking for. In the Bible, we often see the word hear And when we see that word hear, it doesn't just mean to listen with your ears, but often it implies action as well. When we see the word listen or hear, so Jesus heard the voice of the men and he acted on it. So when we say hear, it almost implies action. And that's what Jesus did here. He heard their words and he acted on it rather than just walking by. And let me just encourage us that he hears you. Kids, adults, do you know that he hears you when you pray? And maybe he doesn't hear us in the way that we want him to, but he hears us in the way that we need to be heard. Just like these blind men. He actually does hear us. So that first thing I wanted to discuss is that Jesus hears them. He hears the men. He hears us. The second thing I wanted to discuss was that the men actually, they ask Jesus. They ask for Jesus, which is important. Jesus can't hear them unless they ask, right? So they ask him initially when they hear him coming, but then they get rebuked by people around them, which can be, you know, pretty hard, pretty disheartening. It can lead you to want to stop calling out. But the important thing is that these men did not stop calling out to the Lord. What happened, if you can remember what we read, what happened when people rebuked them is they call out all the more, it says. They call out even louder. Lord, have mercy on us, Son of David. They cried out all the more. Now, how many times in our lives do we feel rebuked, or do we hear rebukes and we just want to lay off? Or maybe we just want to give up or step aside for a little bit of time. Right? But let's take an example from these two blind men and cry out all the more. Continue on in our crying out to the Lord. Because it's never a bad thing to cry out to the Lord. Am I right? Yeah, these men could have just given up. They could have understood their place in their society, which was blind beggars, not wanted by anybody. And they were going to just live a life of begging on the side of the road. Outcasts, nobody cared about them. But they didn't. They didn't settle for that. They continued to cry out to the Lord. They showed resilience and they showed faith in the one that they had heard so much about through these stories that they had obviously heard. And they had the real blind faith that led to a miracle. Not the blind faith that's mocked in today's world where people think you are following something blindly. They literally were blind and had faith. And then once they miraculously regained their sight, it says that they decided to leave what lives they had, which maybe, you know, weren't the best lives, and they decided to go and follow Jesus. Why not at that point, right? It's not like you have sight now. What are you going to do? But they leave their lives, and they go and they follow Jesus. So the faith and the perseverance that these men had in asking and calling out to Jesus led to his compassion, led to his mercy, and led to his grace, amazingly shown by Jesus. Just because these men cried out, it's important to realize that that didn't mean that Jesus was going to do anything just because they cried out. We can cry out as loud, as intently, as emotionally, as hard as we want to, and it doesn't guarantee that things are going to happen the way that we want them to. But I do think it's likely that had these men not cried out at all, they may not have seen what we saw in this story. Perhaps Jesus would have kept walking by if these guys hadn't cried out. And they wouldn't have seen what they saw. You guys want to come back up here, worship team? Thanks. So let's take a lesson from these blind men today. Remember that just like God wanted to use these blind men, he wants to use us today. One of the things that we look at downstairs, we have this big timeline on our wall. It's called our Big God Story Timeline, where it has a bunch of these biblical characters from Adam and Eve, Noah, Abraham, David, Moses, all of these biblical characters, and they're on this timeline. So we can see chronologically where they were. But at the very end of this timeline, it has you and me. It has our future with Jesus. And it's important to understand that because we are on that timeline. God has created us for a purpose with a plan, and he wants to use us. No matter how young we are, no matter how old we are, God wants to use us. That's what we try to learn about every Sunday in kids, that God has a plan for me, and that plan starts now. No matter how young, no matter how old you are. So don't wait to ask the Lord. Don't be afraid to ask the Lord. Don't give up on asking the Lord, too. If you continue to ask over and over again, don't give up on asking the Lord. Continue to ask him for his mercy, his compassion, and his grace to be shown on you. The Lord, the Bible says that the Lord delights in showing mercy. He wants to show compassion on us, and he gives us grace. He would much rather show mercy on us than judgment. So let's seek after the blind faith that these blind men had, which is one that's rooted in hope, rather than the blind faith that the world constantly throws at Christians or whomever that's rooted in ignorance. Well, let's follow the blind faith of these blind men rather than just following something to follow it. Because you know what? Our God is a real God that works real wonders. Amen? And I'm praying that he will really reveal himself to you, whatever that looks like, whatever needs you have, through healings, through comfort, through peace in your mind, through spiritual wonders, through mended relationships, through financial struggles. I think that the Lord can work real wonders. And even if it doesn't the way that we want him to, that doesn't mean that he doesn't want to show mercy on us or grace on us. So I'm praying that he'll really reveal himself to each of you as you seek to encounter him. So we're going to do one more song here. And if you feel like there's something that you want to put faith in the Lord in that is maybe difficult to do, something that you've been continuing to do for a long time, or something that's new that you want to put that faith in, not blind faith because you're ignorant, but blind faith because you hope in the Lord, because you have hope in Jesus to show mercy and compassion and grace. If that's something that you want to do while we're singing this song, you're welcome to come up here. I can pray for you. Evan can pray for you. Aaron can pray for you. If not, that's totally fine. But this is open for you. Let's worship the Lord. Let's seek the Lord, and let's seek what he can do through us.